Happy Thursday. This is Listener Mail.
Okay, we got listener email from Magic Land TV Drama on Instagram. Thanks for writing in. Here's your question. Why did you leave your role as Ethan? I'll read the other stuff. I was so sad when you had left. Of course, Eric did a great job, and he did, but that doesn't take away your years of portraying Ethan. You did awesome. Thank you. I don't think I did awesome. Why did I leave the role of Ethan? Well, I think what first comes to mind is I was super frustrated with the character and with the producers and the writers and just the environment of it. It really was breaking me down as an artist. I had started up a theater company with friends from undergrad to kind of keep my soul alive. And in addition, I had was like working on producing, and acting in a movie. So I was trying to do all these things to kind of stay creative and not get dormant, because that's kind of what I was always afraid of happening, is you just get lazy. You just kind of get on autopilot. And as an artist, I never really wanted to do that. I always want to be excited about what I'm doing. That's kind of why you become an actor. I mean, it is in the beginning, at least. You're out there to do new things and play different characters. And then, you know, you go to Hollywood and you get hired if you're lucky enough. And then everyone's like, oh, great, you're this type. And that's the only kind of jobs you do, which is how Hollywood works. It's how the business works. It's how you get your foot in the door. And then if you're lucky enough to expand, you get opportunities and, you know, hopefully you knock them out of the park. So I just felt like I was being pigeonholed into this soap opera world. And it would have been great if it was great, but it wasn't what I was looking for. And I was young. I had only been in, you know, LA for 3 years. I saw other people's successes and failures. And I thought, you know, this was a good time to leave. I had done 3 years. I had learned a lot. I called it grad school, but I got paid. And, you know, I also was having anxiety attacks. I was also had like an episode with a girlfriend where I was saying my dialogue to her. So it was really, really starting to mess with my mind. I think I was drinking a lot, too. Because I would like want to, as soon as Friday hit, I would do everything between Friday night when I got off work till Sunday evening to be the opposite of Ethan. So I would do just some of the, you know, the craziest, drink as much as I could. I would just like try to get away from that character. So I just partied my ass off. And that was the only thing that was the only way I knew at that time how to get out of that character, to get out of that feeling of this like sackless baby man who just can't do a fucking thing without everybody shitting on him. And it was just like, yeah, I just felt like a wuss all week. And then I just, you know, spray myself all over Hollywood in like a very adolescent, lame way, alcohol and, you know, little drug abuse, casual sex, stuff like that. So, yeah, I really, really, really got into this. I also think, it was also I wanted to try new things. Hollywood's a big town, and there's a lot of other jobs out there, so I wanted to see if I could do it. Yeah, so there you go. But I do think Eric was the better Ethan. By far. But yeah, thanks, Magic Land TV Drama. Bye-bye. Okay, we got a listener, Steven Winsel, who is, he's a writer. He's an investigator, writer, reporter, and his handle is at Steven Winsel on Twitter. Thank you for writing in. I really wanted to read this stuff because we're on the same page, Steven. Okay, so he just wrote in and he says, I'm watching an episode while having dinner and I just can't with some of this dialogue. And then he wrote out the dialogue. Whitney, this isn't half a century ago. Men and women are equal in relationships. Chad's reply. I'm glad to know you have such a strong opinion about the man you want to marry. So, there you go. You can never have one scene with a character developing progressively without being dominated by toxic narratives. Yeah, I mean, this is all the stuff we talk about in the show. It's just, they're trying to go to higher ground, and then they go to the lowest common denominator, and it really, it weakens the character, it weakens the storyline, and it just becomes repetitive and not interesting. And he says here, that's what I say. What he's saying is, even in the smallest instances, the writers can't help themselves but to punch down, portraying people that have mental illness in ways that perpetuate stigma, having an extra playing a homeless man say about the bird statue in a landfill, quote, I can probably get enough for a six-pack for this, unquote. No wonder you both made tracks out of Harmony USA when you did. Yeah, see, that kind of stuff. Again, the homeless guy, all he wants is beer. You know, and maybe it's just because of the year we've just gone through and the sign of the times, but I just feel like this kind of stigmatism, whatever, the stigmas, this judgment of things is kind of why we're in the situation we are in, is because our media is perpetuating all this just like crap. And Passions was one of those machines dumping it into teenage minds. So, you know, not to be too harsh, but I think Steven and I are on the same page. I know Natalie is too. So, you know, thank you for that. Okay. And then also, he kind of had a question, which I was happy to hear this, to read the question. He's asking if I have any memories with Josh Ryan Evans, who played Timmy. What was he like as a colleague, and how did his death change the trajectory of the soap? Well, I mean, as you know, I didn't really spend that much time with him on set because it was mostly him and Juliet. But the time I did spend with Josh was outside of the show. You know, when we'd have parties where we'd all come to, you know, most of the cast would be there, and then some of the events and stuff. And, you know, Josh was a good kid. He's a sweet kid, and he loved entertaining. You know, he just really loved to make people laugh, and he liked the attention, and he was always fun to be around. You know, it always made me uncomfortable because I was like, is he comfortable with them laughing at him because he's the way he looks, or is it because of his personality? And what I realized was he didn't care. He just loved being who he was and making people laugh and entertaining people. And, you know, honestly, he was very funny. I think we were at somebody's house. He's dancing on the bar and doing stuff, and he had jokes, and some of them were lame, but you know, he was a funny kid. And he went through a lot on that show. I mean, we were always, you know, he would be gone for months at a time having surgeries. And that was just, it was hard. Everyone was worried about him, you know. And when we would go to fan events, we were very protective of him. I just remember, you know, because the fans would kind of rush up on people every once in a while if you weren't in a safe place. And that happened a lot to him because, for obvious reasons, there's no one else like him on television. And so, you know, we would be like, whoa, 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 you know, you got to give him space. You know, he's like 3 feet tall. You can't just bum rush this guy. So there was definitely that. We were very protective of him because of his health. But one of the things I remember before his death was, his kind of health was getting worse, and they were working him like a dog. And, you know, I'm not pointing fingers. He worked a lot towards the end, and, you know, we'd see him on set, and he did not look good. He was tired. It took a lot of time to shoot his stuff towards the end, because he just was so exhausted. His energy was low, and he didn't have a lot of energy. He was very pale. He just wasn't the Josh that we all knew, you know, had loved. And so that, for me, it made me angry. It made me angry that here was this person that was clearly ill, and I didn't think the people in charge were addressing that. I don't know all the details. That was just my opinion of it. I think he was probably, knowing Josh, he probably wanted to be there. I think he wanted to work and he wanted to do the show. But, you know, in my mind, I was like, this isn't the right thing to do. So that's kind of the way things were when he died, or before his death. And then I left, and then I heard that he died, and I wasn't surprised, because I knew his health was getting worse. And, you know, it made me mad at first, and then I regret this to this day. I didn't go to the funeral. I felt like because I had left the show, I wasn't a part of the show anymore, and it would just be like me trying to mooch off of his greatness as this kind of TV star to show up to his funeral. And I remember Natalie and I talking about it, like when it was happening, and it was kind of like, yeah, I'm not going to go. It just doesn't feel right for me to be there. Because, you know, I don't know, it's just my shit. But, you know, I wish I would have been there just to pay my respects, because, you know, he was a good kid, and he did some good stuff on there. And I know on the show I'm critical of his acting, but that's it. I think everything else about Josh was amazing. He was a kind person. Yeah, so that's what I got to say about that. Thanks for the letter.
That was listener mail.